So thank you, Mary, for such a lovely welcome on my debut. No pressure. So I will read to us this morning's gospel reading from Matthew, starts in 9 and goes through to the first part of 10. Jesus went through all the towns and villages, teaching in their synagogues, proclaiming the good news of the kingdom and healing every disease and illness. When he saw the crowds, he had compassion on them, because they were harassed and helpless, like sheep without a shepherd. And then he said to his disciples, "The harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few. Ask the Lord of the harvest, therefore, to send out workers into his harvest field." Jesus called his 12 disciples to him and gave them authority to drive out impure spirits and to heal every disease and illness. These are the names of the 12 apostles. First, Simon, who's called Peter, and his brother Andrew, James, son of Zebedee, and his brother John, Philip and Bartholomew, Thomas and Matthew, the tax collector, James, son of Alphaeus and Thaddeus, Simon the Zealot, and Judas Iscariot, who betrayed him. These 12 Jesus sent out with the following instructions: "Do not go among the Gentiles or enter any town of the Samaritans. Go rather to the lost sheep of Israel. As you go, proclaim this message: the kingdom of heaven has come near. Heal those who are ill, raise the dead, cleanse those who have leprosy, drive out demons. Freely you have received, freely give." So we have heard in today's reading just now that the harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few. That's what we heard. And that got me thinking, who are the workers and what do they do? So let's see if you can help me. I've got a little bit of a game, guessing game over here particularly. See if you can help me work out who these people were from the Bible. God's help us, right? The first one, like this, very busy person. Washing and cleaning, cleaning and washing. Any clues over there? Any clues? I'll give you another clue. Hang on. Who's this? Any clues? They were so busy all the time. I'm going to give you an extra clue. Even when they had Jesus as a guest. Anybody? Martha. Well done. So Martha was very busy. She worked hard making Jesus welcome in her home. But Jesus says, actually, Martha, it's okay to stop sometimes and listen to God. So I just want to read to you that bit because it's just to get our heads back into it. So in the Bible, it says, Martha was distracted by all the preparations that had to be made. She came to him and asked, "Lord, why don't you care that my sister has left me to do the work by myself? Tell her to help me." "Martha, Martha," the Lord answered, "you are worried and upset about many things, but few things are needed. Or indeed only one." So, who was God's helper? Martha. And so we too can be like Martha, and it's important to be like Martha to make Jesus welcome in our home. But let's not forget to spend time listening to him by stopping to pray every now and again. Now, we're going to go for another one of God's helpers. See down here if I can just work out what it's going to be. Right. Do you know what it is? Sorry about the noise for those people who've got balloon things. Have you guessed what it is yet?
Donkey.
No, come on. Who said giraffe? A giraffe. It is a giraffe. It's a giraffe. It doesn't look like a giraffe. Look, look. Giraffe, giraffe, giraffe. Nice long neck. Nice long neck. Like two legs. Did you honestly expect to see a vicary-type person doing balloon giraffes this morning? No, no. Well, I was told. It was all-age service. So, it is indeed a giraffe. So, now, this person... Thank you. So, this person who helped God did something with giraffes. And... Oh, what's that? It's not. What's this with donkeys? What's this with... I can't do a donkey. What's that? What do you reckon that is? Over there, you had your hand up. What was it? It's a dog. It's a dog. Brilliant. You're going to come and help me? Brilliant. I might need you help. Yeah, you can come. What's that? Zzz. Now we think bees are good, don't we? Think bees are good. Zzz. But what was God doing putting wasps on the ark? I don't know. Anyway, anybody else want a balloon? Do you want to come and help me? I'll need you in a minute. And then, oh, my favourite of all. Look, what's that? It's a parrot. Who wants to come and have the parrot help me? So the person who can come, yes, come on then, you can come and help me. Brilliant. Right, you come stand there. Now, you come and stand there, face that lovely people. So, now, the thing about Noah, he was chosen because he was the only person of his generation who lived a good life. And he consistently walked in obedience and faith. Now, that can be difficult to do, but like Mary and Martha, Noah kept listening to God. So... What are you, Santa? No, actually, it is a bit Santa. Well, Santa's quite old too. This is me being very old. So Noah was very old. So in Genesis 7, it says, Noah was 600 years old when the flood waters came on earth. So whatever age he was definitely old. So it seems to me that young and old can be God's workers too. That's important to remember. Now, this gets very interesting. May not work. We'll give it a go. So, now the next person...
I'll just follow you around, Adrian.
You're going to... Yeah, lots of running around. Marvellous. So I'm going to tie a little hanky on there like that.
Are they allowed to see that?
What's that? Oh, this? Oh, sorry.
Just
sorry.
Tying a hanky.
Oh, yeah, tying a hanky around the two ropes. It's lovely. It is. Like that.
Lovely.
Sorry.
Not really used very much, that hanky.
No, it's a very friendly... Hanky, clean, that's the word. So I'm going to pop that in there. Now, there is a reason why I'm doing this, by the way.
Yep. Did it happen on the ark as well?
It didn't happen on the ark. I now need, so you're my angel, if you could just go and stand over here. Now, there's a line coming up. My good friend over here, when I point to you, you shout out, God is good. Okay, get a little rehearsal.
God is good.
Right, and you're going to say all the time. Can you do that? So you're going to go... Right, that's it. So when I point to you, like that, you say the words, but only when I say. Right, now. So I'm going to put you there, like that. And I'm going to take one of these, and I'm going to do that. Now, you...
Okay, this is rope going in the mouth.
You can hold that. Yeah. Now, there you go. And then you take... That one and that one. That's brilliant. So what we've now got is a prisoner. Now, so we've got two guards, right? And we've got a prisoner. We're doing very well. It's brilliant. And the angel over here. So I'm going to say the words. I'm going to point to you. You're going to say the words. You're going to shout out. And you are going to pull that rope. And you're going to pull. Can you pull that rope? So on the count of three. Ready? One, two, three. Oh, look. You've come through the ropes.
Oh! Slightly bemused prisoners, but great angel. Thank you. Oh.
So that was another one of God's helpers. It's all a bit chaotic. I did say to Mary it would be. What? Oh, do we know? Oh, we didn't know. Do we know who that was? So a prisoner, caught up in prison guards. I tell you what, shall I give you a little clue? Why, yeah, they can. I'm going to give you a clue, okay? The night before Herod was to bring him to trial, Blank was sleeping between two soldiers. We had our two soldiers, bound with two chains, in our case, lovely ropes, and sentries stood guard at the entrance. Suddenly, the angel of the Lord, who was a brilliant angel, where are you, angel? You were fantastic. Suddenly, where is it? The angel of the Lord appeared, and a light shone in the cell. He struck Blank on the side and woke him up. Quick, get up, he said, and the chains or the ropes fell off. Peter, well done. Well done. So that was Peter. Now, Peter did loads of work for Jesus. He started off life as a fisherman when he was called by Jesus to fish for men and women for his kingdom. And he was also the first to correctly identify Jesus as the Messiah. So he wasn't perfect, though. Peter was impulsive, and famously he panicked and denied knowing Jesus three times, exactly as Jesus predicted. But after his resurrection, Jesus fully forgave Peter and commanded him to feed my sheep. Peter transformed into a fearless preacher. On the day of Pentecost, he preached a sermon that led to the baptism of thousands. He actually went on, we know this, don't we, to lead God's church here on earth. So, even though we may not be perfect, God can and will still use us to do amazing things for his kingdom. So a quick extra bonus point, there were some other people released from prison. I heard the names. Paul, very good. And Silas, very good. 10 points to my friend there. And actually, there's a bit earlier in Acts where all of them get locked up and all of them get out. So there's something about God and jailbreaks, which is quite exciting. Now, final little thing, because actually, who are the workers today? So sorry if you're watching this at home, this will make no sense whatsoever, even if it had any chance of making any sense in the first place. So the thing that we also get asked is, in today, we're all like these individual colours, aren't we? We're all different. But the one thing that God wants us to do is work together. Told you get chaotic. I'm not sure that worked. Should we do that again? God is good. So what God asks us to do is, we're all beautiful individual colours, but actually he asks us to work as a team and join hands. Here. So God does not want us to be lonely in our work. He wants us to join together to do his work today. And what amazing work it is. We can all do that by being loving and kind and sharing what we have all been blessed with. So as Jesus workers today, with all of our imperfections, as we've seen, and no matter what age, as we've heard with Noah, maybe we can remember just these three things. So I'll make another one in a minute. We're going to have to put the giraffe into intensive care. Luckily, there's a chaplain here, isn't it? So, three things. Number one, welcome Jesus into our homes like Martha and Mary. Number two, listen to him in thought and prayer, as did all of the people we've heard about today. And number three, work together as Jesus commanded, to let everyone we meet know the kingdom of heaven has come near. And we do that by being loving and welcoming and kind and thoughtful, and by sharing what we have been blessed with. Amen.
Well, we're just going to come now to a time of prayer. So as we have been thinking about welcoming Jesus, but also welcoming others into our lives, our homes, about listening to God and working together. Lord, we want to bring to you someone whom we have met or we just remember particularly today, and for whom we want to pray. We bring to you, Lord Jesus, someone who we know is hurting this day and needs our prayers. We bring to you, Lord Jesus, a troubled situation in our world today. A and we bring to you someone whom we find hard to forgive or trust. We bring ourselves to you, God, that we may grow in welcome, listening, and working together with generosity of spirit, with clarity of mind, and with warmth of affection. And Good Shepherd, in this time of vacancy, we know your heart is to continue to do good and wonderful things within St. Francis, Hope, and St. Lawrence churches. In your wisdom, would you inspire us to enjoy discovering collectively who we are as a church and what our role is individually within our church? May we grow in faith and love and care for one another, for those who come into our church and for those in the community around us. Would you guide all those who are part of the discernment process and be with the person you are calling, that together we may discover your way for the future and see your kingdom come. And Lord Jesus, as our eyes open again, may they do so not to end our devotion, but to expect your kingdom. For your sake we pray. Amen. So Kat is going to come and lead us now with the band in our final song.
Shall we stand? This last song, Build Your Kingdom Here, there are actions. So if any of the kids would like to join with Jacinta and do the actions, you can. And if you'd like to just worship in, you know, with singing, then you can as well. But yes.
Fire in us.
Thank you. So as we go out from this place, we go out with purpose. We go out with a job to do, work to do. And we do it with listening ears and opening hearts, that we may become the people we are called to be, the church that we are called to be, the kingdom of God will come. Wow. That's quite something, isn't it?